We now come to our second NHS Highland guest on Community Connections this morning, Marie McElraith, the Community Engagement Manager. Hi there, Marie. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks very much for having me, Jo, and for inviting me to come along and speak about the Highland 100 panel.
That's something very shiny and new, isn't it?
Yes, it's absolutely hot off the press. Today is really the first opportunity that we've had to tell people about it in a bit more depth.
Well, tell us all about it. What is the Highland 100 panel and who are you looking to get involved in it?
So the Highland 100 panel, it's an idea really for us to get some insight and some experience of people that use our services to help us get a better understanding of how we're doing as an organisation and, you know, what people feel about us and their experiences. So we're asking people, anybody that lives within NHS Highland area, and that includes Argyll and Bute, who access any kind of health service, so that's GP, could be dentist or hospital appointment, as well as social care, to come forward if they're interested and to get in touch.
And what will they have to do?
So the panel will be largely digital and it will take place once a year, possibly twice a year, depending on how much interest and enthusiasm we get from people. And it will be a series of questions around people's experiences of the services that they might have used within that time. It's really to help us build a picture and an understanding of people's experience. So it would be a survey, and it might be, you know, an online digital survey. For people that might not be able to access digital surveys, there'll be other options. So we'll have paper surveys, and we'll be able to translate surveys into different languages or different formats, depending on people's needs.
And how much time will it take up for people?
Well, you know, it shouldn't take long. We're talking about 15 minutes, potentially once or maybe twice a year at a push. But there'll also be other opportunities for people who want to take them. So if anybody's got a particular interest, we could ask them if they want to take part in helping us develop our information and communication, developing leaflets. We might pull together focus groups and things like that. And people can opt in and opt out of those. So how much time really depends on how much time people want to give, and they can choose to give as little or as much as they want.
And will people have to give their personal information?
The only information we'll collect will be around things like age, sex, and the area you live in. And it's really to help us understand who we're reaching and to make sure that we're reaching everybody that lives in communities. So it's not necessarily personal. It wouldn't be attributed to people's names and things like that. It's what we call the qualities monitoring, and it's basically our way of finding out who we're reaching and more importantly who we're not reaching. So again, it's up to people how much information they want to share with us, but the information they do share would be totally confidential and really would be used just to help our understanding on who we're reaching.
And do people have to have any particular kind of experience to be in the panel, or is it for anyone?
It's for absolutely anyone that lives in the area, because, you know, over our lifetimes, we all access services at different levels, and that's really all you need is to live here. And regardless of how much experience you have, it's just all about the experience that you have had and that you do have and that you're willing to share with us.
And what about NHS staff and our caring staff? Are they able to be on the panel as well?
They are. You know, we really welcome people's experience from everywhere, including our staff. We all access services and we're all patients and carers. And it's really important that we hear from all corners of our communities, including our staff. But when obviously people take part, they would be as somebody who's had an experience of using a service. But we do have a separate panel for people to share their experience as staff members, as employees as well, which is called Listening and Learning Panel. So staff are able to share both of their experience, both as patient or a carer, but also with the Listening and Learning Panel as a member of staff.
Again, how would people get in touch if they want to take part in the 100 panel?
So we have an email set up, which is nhsh.engage@nhs.scot, and if anybody would be interested in even finding out more, you don't have to sign up straight away. You can just get in touch with us and ask us for a little bit more information, or even a chat if you want to arrange to have a chat with myself or one of my team. I'm perfectly happy to do that, you know, find out more. People shouldn't be out of pocket by taking part, and we might not pay people to take part, but if anybody has any expenses, we would reimburse them for that. But just to make that clear.
And if anyone isn't online, they can get in touch via myself on my mobile number, Jo Cowan, Highland Senior Citizens Network, 07933 65 35 85. Well, thanks very much, Marie, for coming to tell us about the 100 panel. It's very exciting to be in at the beginning of something. If you were going to serenade your 100 people that are going to come forward, what cheery tune would you give them?
I would give them Blondie, "The Tide Is High." Thank you so much for inviting us along today. It was a privilege to tell you about the Highland 100 panel. Thank you.